Welcome to St. Luke's Lutheran Church's weekly sermon podcast, where our mission is clear: to love, serve, and welcome all. By all, we mean the whole rainbow of God's people. Join us as we dive into the Word of God to discover how to be a disciple of Jesus, living our faith every day. Let's walk this journey of faith together.
The Holy Gospel according to John. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them along also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Almost everyone I know experienced some degree of loneliness during the pandemic, and many still feel a little lost with its lingering effects on relationships. Dan and I will make our first trip to Wisconsin to see family since before the pandemic, and we're going to do that this summer, and it just hasn't worked out before now. We will meet his great-nephew and my godchild's daughter for the first time, and they're nearly two. I haven't seen my own great-nephew since they were infants, and now they're almost five. We will spend time with Dan's two sisters and their families, who we have not seen in 5 years. And that creates this kind of lost feeling in our relationships. Yes, we have called and Zoomed and texted and emailed, but it's not the same thing. I have known his family for well over 30 years, and I have never felt this disconnected or lonely in my relationships with them, because we've never gone this long without being together. Perhaps you too have relationships or places in your life where you experience feeling lost or lonely. Maybe the pandemic has affected your long-distance relationships, or there are other ways that loneliness affects you in your family or in your work or at school, or perhaps in living alone. Studies reveal that 60% of adults in the U.S. report feeling lonely. Young adults who are college age are the loneliest group, ages 18 to 22. One in five adults say that they have no one to talk with about important matters. None of us are surprised to learn that social media use is associated with increased depression and loneliness. And LGBTQ people are at higher risk for loneliness because of discrimination and stigma that they may face from society and, of course, their own family. Loneliness not only affects our happiness and our quality of life, but our mental health and our physical well-being also. In fact, I read social isolation can be as harmful as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And I found this really startling. Wherever we experience loneliness in our life, it can cause this feeling of being lost, as if no one knows where we are, or that we are missing, or like we're not fully showing up. Preacher Fred Craddock tells the story of playing hide and seek as a child. And he knew that he found the best hiding place inside a cupboard that he was able to shut from the inside. And as he heard the other kids in the game being found, he thought to himself, they're never going to find me. They're never going to find me. They're never going to find me. And then he thought in a panic, they're never going to find me. So he cracked open the cupboard a little bit and he stuck his foot out. Because the truth is, we all want to be found. We never want to stay hidden in the cupboard or invisible in our loneliness or missing in our isolation. We all want to be found. And the good news is that we are found. We are found by Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who calls us by name. As we listen to his voice, and he brings us into his arms and into his fold. Jesus embraces us in all of who we are, in all of our loneliness and with all of our fears, and our inability to reach out and make things better, and he loves us right here, right now, as we are in this moment today. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Jesus knows us. He knows us inside and out, no matter where we are hiding or how alone we feel. He finds us. He knows us, and he finds us. We don't even have to stick our foot out of the cupboard. He knows where we are. Jesus knows us because he knows the loneliness of grief at Lazarus' tomb, where he wept tears of sadness. So Jesus knows our tears. Jesus knows the isolation of the desert, where he experienced loneliness for 40 days. So he knows our isolation. Jesus knows the loneliness of the cross, where he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? So he knows our moments of desperation. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Jesus knows us. He knows our loneliness. Jesus knows our burdens, and that is what makes him the good shepherd. Jesus finds us inside the cupboard, inside our loneliness, and he brings us out of these isolated places and inside the fold of love with all of the others where we are not alone ever. He is with us, and we are here together. And when he goes out to get another lost sheep, he gives us one another to care for each other in truth and in action, as 1 John says, in the same way that he loves us. And it's really that simple. It is really that simple. That is the big revelation to me about the parable of the lost sheep. When Jesus goes out to find the one, he leaves the 99 together so that we can take care of each other. But then the Good Shepherd does something even more. He keeps us here safely in the fold, and then he shuts the gate and he walks to the cross, laying down his life that we might have life and have it abundantly now and in the life to come. And then Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has the power to be raised up. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up and to be raised up again. And just like he called Mary Magdalene by name in the garden, he calls us each by name. Kathy, Nancy, Ann, J.D., Scott, Bob, Paul, Mark, Michael, Betty, Carol, Kristen, Irene, Denny, Hank, Carl, Larry, Carrie, Vipin, Randall, every single one of us. This is why I take time to say your name when I serve you communion and why I switch sides when I serve communion. So each of you have the experience of Jesus calling you by name into the fold, into his arms, into forgiveness, into relationship with him, into being claimed and loved unconditionally so that you know he is with you always, 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 always. Never without a doubt, in every breath, claimed in every moment, in every cupboard, all the time and forever. Amen. Jesus enfolds us in his love and brings us into relationship with him where there is no loneliness or isolation because we are completely known. And Jesus unites us together with the power of his Spirit as one fold and as one flock who follow one shepherd together as we then care for one another and embody the shepherd for one another as the helping hands and as the feet of Christ for each other in the fold. So trusting our good shepherd, I invite you into these practices this week. Make Psalm 23 your prayer this week, every day, multiple times a day, to help you trust Jesus as your good shepherd, who finds you every day, who knows you, who accompanies you, who provides for you. Number two, pick a relationship, if you have one, where you are experiencing some distance or disconnection, and reach out to that person and have a conversation, any conversation, just start a conversation, just any conversation, just take the first step, because Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you. And number three, if you are not connected to any group at St. Luke's, whether a life group, a ministry team, a service group, women's group, choir, the breakfast team, Yardbirds, or any group, take out your attendance card and write on the back, "I'd like to get connected. I'd like to get connected." Just write it on the back there, and I will help you get connected. Or if you're struggling with loneliness and you don't know what to do next, then reach out to me. I'd like to get connected. And maybe it's not to a church group, it's to something else that you need. I will help you get connected. And if you don't want to put it on your card, then you can text me. My cell phone is on the back of the bulletin. And I will help you get connected to something. I will help you. Studies show that women are more likely to ask for help when they are lonely than men. So I'm just going to put that out there as a reminder to everybody that it is okay to ask for help because this is what we do as the church, right? Amen? Aren't we about community? Aren't we about being helping hands? Aren't we about being the body of Christ in the world? Aren't we about embodying the shepherd Jesus for other people? And as a reminder, if you all remember this beautiful, incredible capital campaign brochure that Chris Sherrod designed for us, these were our mission goals. And this one right here in the lower right box, guess what it says? Demographic studies show people in our community, from seniors to young couples and young adults, I added young adults because that's what the studies just said, are lonely. As a community of love, prayer, and support, we offer a place to belong. Right there, part of our mission. Don't you love that? I didn't even know that when I wrote this sermon series, but here you go. I was writing the sermon and I'm like, gee, this sounds really familiar. When have I wrote this before? Right here, people, right here. Right? This is part of our mission goals. Don't you love that? Amen, right? Here we go. It all comes big right around. So if you wonder if the Holy Spirit is in this, I forget what I'm doing, but the Holy Spirit doesn't. Don't you love that? Amen. I love it. I love the Holy Spirit. It's so much smarter than I am. So one of our gifts is community, and this is who we are as the church. So isn't that wonderful? It's awesome. And so as we each experience Jesus meeting us in our loneliness, claiming us in Holy Communion, we will be able to embody his love for others and bring them into this great fold that is St. Luke's, where spirits come alive and where Jesus calls us by name at this table. Let the church say amen.
Filled with resurrection, joy, go in peace. To love, serve, and welcome all.
Thanks be to God, and we will.
If you're inspired by this week's message and want to learn more about our mission to love, serve, and welcome all, we invite you to join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. We're located at 1210 West Beltline Road in Richardson, Texas. For more information, visit our website at stlukeslutherantx.org. Connect with us on Facebook at STLukesLC or on Instagram at STLukesLutheranTX. Thanks again for joining us today, and we look forward to welcoming you into our community.